Right, now here I am reporting about Big Ben, which is going wild. It's ringing a cowbell and sound now. It doesn't see. Oh, help! It's 5 o'clock! It's going backwards, fast! Just to tell you, they have a few technicians trying to get up there and take care of the machinery, but they cannot take care of Big Ben herself. They don't know what's gone wrong with her. She's ringing cowbells at the moment. She was not ringing at all before. Hey, what's this? What's this? Ringing school bells, help! It's ringing school bells now, and we can't help it at all. I'll have to sign off now. Bye. This is whoever my name is. Sign off from the Big Ben Report. Now, wasn't that a wild story? That really is wild. We have one more pretty important item tonight. It's about weather. Now, tomorrow it is going to be 45 degrees Celsius. Now, this is going to be scorching hot. We do recommend you have an air conditioner of some sort. You cannot stand this heat outside and work at the same time. I'll repeat, you cannot stand this heat. The Health Commission has informed us that you cannot work in these conditions. Do not work in these conditions. It is bad health. Although, do not sit down and just have some beer either. If you want to work in a cool, air-conditioned area. They informed us about this, and it should be done. And all health regulations are against it if it is not done. Although there may be some luck later on tomorrow, because the afternoon may bring a few rains, but the temperature will stay at about 45 degrees. It could go up to 46 or 47. So that little old concreting, or if you're going to go down that old farm or somewhere, don't. Righto, well, that is the end of the news, and now we go back to, I'm sorry, Puffin Stuff is near at the moment, it'll be in soon. So, meanwhile, I'll stay here. Right, it's me as usual, and so with me around, you always get a... and, And don't forget the... this. And also, don't forget this. So don't forget me, will ya? Good. Right, now let's get down to oh, yes! Of course! Oh, I shouldn't have done that, should I? Now, we've got to start off with a big blast here. In fact, a landing and a crash and a thunder and all. Right, now let's get down to our favourite series, Space Frogs! Welcome to Space Sprogs. As you should know, Space Sprogs has been a TV hit, and this is a reproduction for the TV hit for on radio. I stocked up our spaceship for the long journey to the Claymont planet. Finally, not all but least, we were ready. You should have heard the crowd cheer as we went through the door. They were just adoring us. As we may not come back, good state going to this Claymont planet where there was going to be a fierce war. Oh, cheering! Goodbye, my friends! The door closed. Captain Sprite, I want you to meet me in the computer room. Ah, there you are, Captain. I wanted to feed through this information through the computer to see what our odds are in coming out of this war. I will now feed it in. I will assess this information for you. I have assessed the information. I have put in odds and evens against this war, and I have calculated that none of you will come out of this alive.
Well, Captain, what are we going to do? This is amazing. We just can't commit suicide.
We must chance this, Sylvia. It may be the whole Earth against us. Would you like the whole Earth to die, or just us? We continued. Sylvia went out of the computer room, and I asked the computer if it was all ready to blast off.
Everything is almost ready, Captain. I will soon start the countdown. 11 seconds to countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
We were off. I suddenly seemed to feel sick. I don't know why, but fortunately, I remembered an old saying told to me by a half-red Indian, half-Scot, named Hawkeye the New. He said,
"If Chicago assist for Jesus and a Snyder with a stickle sponge cake off an island side of Cincinnati, huh?
Suddenly, I felt my old self again. I walked upstairs and gazed into the televiewer. I seemed somewhat disappointed because all I could see is clear space. I hoped to already see the Claymont planet and see green mist hang up above it to kill all that enter. It's like a deadly soup killing all. As you knew, there was going to be a bad war, which we didn't think we were going to come out of. All right! I was going up to the galley to see how Sylvia was going on our new nuclear-powered Arga when...
It's a bomb raid! Bomb raid from the Claymont planet! Help! Help!
Sound the war alarm! Hurry! Get things ready! Sound the war alarm! We're at war! Come on, battle stations! Battle stations! Everyone to their battle stations immediately! Come on! Everyone there! Lights on charge! Come on, let's get some things going around here! I want to see some action! We're at war, you know! We're at war! Tune in next week and find more of Morrigal and Thoranak in Space Sprogs. Mr. Sprite! Well, what a... That was, hey? Beautiful, wasn't it? This is good old... Back again, and when we come back, I might have a few sounds from the good old... How's that, eh? Some good old sounds from the farm. Hello? Oh? Puffin' Stuff! I was looking for you! Come back to the studio, please. I haven't got any time left. I've got to go. I've got to rush. Right? Okay. Now hurry, will ya? Because, I want you to listen to some of the things I've substituted you for. Where have you been? Ah, up into the Blue Mountains, I hear. How was it? Good. It's okay, was it? Great. Well, get up here as soon as you can, okay? Thanks. Bye. Right, we'll be having Puffin' Stuff back with us. That means straight after this. This is a news flash containing the extreme and impossibilitating conclusion of Goldilocks, the Three Bears, Keith Matthews and Bill Matthews. Here we go.
Meanwhile, the three bears were returning through the woods. A blossom fell from off a tree.
Daddy Bear.
Fjorn.
And Mummy Bear.
Mushroom.
We're walking along hand in hand. And Baby Bear, whose name was
Topsy,
was skipping along happily through the forest towards their home. When they reached home, they opened the door and walked in. Right away, they noticed a difference, and Daddy Bear said,
"Who's been eating my porridge?"
And Mummy Bear said, "Who's been eating my porridge?" And little Baby Bear ran round to his chair and started crying. Daddy Bear said,
"I don't like the look of this. Let's go upstairs."
So up they went. When they reached the bedroom, Daddy Bear noticed that somebody had been lying in his bed, and he said,
"Somebody's been lying in my bed."
All the clothes were rumpled, and then Daddy Bear was very excited. They ran along to Mummy Bear's room, and into the room they went. And of course they found that somebody had been sleeping in her bed too. And she said,
"I say, somebody's been sleeping in my bed."
Well, of course, they were all a bit mystified, and they thought, "Where shall we go next?" And the obvious answer was Goldilocks's bed. So along... Keith, will you... Not Goldilocks's bed. Baby Bear's bed. Eh? So they all went trotting along to Baby Bear's room. And sure enough, there on the bed lay Goldilocks, snuggled up and snoring soundly. Three bears were so surprised that they walked right in on her without even realizing who she was. Daddy Bear jumped forward and said,
"Hey, who are you?"
Well, have you ever woken up to find three bears looking at you after you've eaten all their porridge and soup and whatever and broken their chairs and slept in their beds? Well, she did the only thing that was left possible. She jumped right out the window. And that was the end of Goldilocks.
I'm sorry to say that that'll be the end of that very important news series. So now I think we're supposed to get back to Puffin Stuff, who we had a phone call about earlier. So this is the end of this news flash. Thank you. Hello? Puffin Stuff? Where have you got to? I've been playing news flashes and all. Important news flashes. Can't you come back to the studio? Oh, that's too bad. I was looking forward to see you. Oh, no. Okay, then. I'll see you tomorrow, then. Should I tell the people? Oh, okay then. Alright, I'll just continue on then. Okay. All right, bye. Oh, that was just a very, very important phone call from Puff and Stuff. He won't be until tomorrow morning, so I've got to continue on. I don't know what to do now. I know what we should do. I'm going to put out a protest. I think that all of Australian government should be... Ed. But, wait.
Hey! Puff and Stuff! I thought you weren't until tomorrow.
Yeah, man, well, I was going to surprise you and your guys, but we'll start
you
the show.
You rang me up, you said you were going to come tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, no one's perfect, are they? Now, we'll start the show properly with our song, alright? So, here we go. You listeners to 2 p.m. This is your favourite.
Puff and Stuff.
What's my job?
Disc jockey.
Your favourite disc jockey, Puff and Stuff. HR Puff and Stuff. And to start off our show, we'll have a heavy but nice but oldie, and it's Mother Freedom by Bread.
Here we go.
It's not.
Walking, keep on your toes and don't stop talking about freedom. You can't go in, lots to be learned and lots to be knowing about people. You gotta reach them, sit them right down, then you gotta teach them about freedom. You gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
About that. That is one heck of a good song. Now then, what will we do next? It's very boring around here. Nothing ever happens. This is the part of the town where it's really boring. No crime, nothing to talk about anymore. You know, there's nothing ever, never anything to do. Okay, you radio blokes. You got 3 minutes to decide whether you're gonna die, whether you're gonna hand over the money and the station to me. Right, decide on it. Okay, have you decided? My name's H.R. Puffinstuff, and I say no, we're not going to commemorate to your deal there. I'm sure we can figure it out some other way. No, we can't! If you don't let us have the station and the money, we're gonna kill you, and you're asking for a fight, I'm telling you. Now you've got a minute to decide.
I don't know.
We'll fight, but on one condition, it's organized. Now, over our dead bodies are you going to get this police? Now, here we go. Come on, boys. Now, on the bell, we'll fight them. Ready? Right, let's go. Oh my God! It's a war! We fought him off. Oh no, here comes the police. Hope they don't ask too many questions. Yes, Constable, can we help you?
Now, we are kindly asking you for a continuation of this series to turn over the tape. Turn over the tape to New Year Muck-Up Mark 2. If you want to hear any more, turn over to New Year Muck-Up
tape.
Mark 2.
Tape 2.
Tape. One. Tape 2, side 1, in his key. Puffs.
Uh-huh.